Welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us. It is Bell Let's Talk Day. And back in December, the Ontario government announced an additional $147 million in supports for mental health during the pandemic. We thought tonight would be a good time to bring back onto the show Minister Michael Tubolo, Associate Minister of Mental Health and Addictions, and we can talk a little bit more about the work he has been doing on the province's mental health and addictions file. Minister Tubolo, welcome back to the show. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you, Barb. It's a pleasure to be back with you.
This is a day where a lot of people are talking about mental health, but obviously for you, this is something that you are focused on every single day.
Yes, it's actually an exciting day for me because finally I get to see people freely talking about mental health and addictions in the province and the things that we are doing, the things that we need to do. And it's great to hear people telling their stories because that's how we break down the stigma and let people understand that it's okay to not feel okay and it's okay to get help and the help is there.
I know that when the government announced the additional funding, it was on top of $176 million provided earlier last year as part of a roadmap to wellness. What are some of the ways that people can get help that maybe have been made easier by this funding?
Well, I did want to say one thing, that when we talk about mental health, a lot of people are saying that COVID-19 has brought this to, you know, a new high. And we have to remember that we've been in a pandemic with mental health and addictions in this province for a long time. The investments that we made specifically relating to COVID-19, because we were forced to maintain physical distancing and lockdown and everything else that we've had to do to keep people safe, has been focused on virtual supports and care. And so we've invested heavily in developing internet-based cognitive behavioral therapy, the Kids Help phone line, Bounce Back, and numerous other programs that can all be found on our website, ontario.ca/mental health.
One of the most concerning things within the past year has been the number of young people. We're hearing about teenagers feeling disconnected, feeling hopeless. And one of the things that I hear often from people is a difficulty accessing mental health help. What is available for people who are saying, I need to help my son, my daughter, I don't know where to begin, it's difficult to get in to see someone? Where do they start?
Well, the first place to start is either Connects Ontario, Kids Help phone line, or alternatively, the website that we have at the province, which is ontario.ca/mental health. They will find the resources there that are available virtually. Also, they will be taken through the system. And in our case, we knew when we started and when I was first appointed that we had an access issue in terms of getting people to help. And then we had navigational issues, which is moving people through the system to ensure that there was connections and that there weren't going to be gaps that would allow, you know, especially our young people to fall through. So the services and supports are there, and there is a system that will guide an individual through from start all the way through and ensure that even from the standpoint of transitioning from childhood to adulthood, we've implemented strategies that will allow an individual to also continue with care so that there is always someone there to support the individual.
We hear a lot about CBT or cognitive behavioral therapy. You mentioned it earlier as a really strong way to help people who are dealing with mental health issues. Can you tell us a little bit more about exactly what that is if someone's not really familiar with it, and also how the internet-based CBT works?
Sure. We have a program that is been put forward by Morneau Chappelle and another one by MindBeacon. And the individual will sign up and will be able to do a self-assessment. That self-assessment, so you don't need to be referred to the program by a doctor or by a psychologist. The program is completely free to the individual and completely confidential. You log on and you provide base information that then is reviewed by either someone with a master's degree in social work or alternatively a psychologist. And in the process, they will put together a plan for the individual. And CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, is based on a workbook working through exercises where the individual is taught both how to deal with behavioral issues and also how to deal with cognitive, negative cognitive thoughts that an individual individual learns when they're coming on, how to deal with them, and work through them. And the program lasts, I believe, it's 16 sessions. We've had a 70% success rate, an uptake of almost 40,000 people.
Wow.
And that's one program. We also have structured psychotherapy, which I'm really excited about because it's a face-to-face therapy that we've modeled on the English model, which has an incredible outcome that's been measured. Well, we have that in the province of Ontario as well now. Unfortunately, because of COVID-19 and restrictions in terms of meeting, it isn't really fully implemented, but I'm looking forward to seeing that also being one of the spectrum of services that we have available for anyone that is looking for support. But the cognitive behavioral therapy really works. It's an evidence-based therapy that's been used for a long time. It is the basis that we use in a lot of work that we do with people that have addictions, with people that have anxiety and depression. We use it in PTSD treatment. It's a wonderful technique, and it's based on working on cognitions and behavior, not using any kind of psychomedications to help the individual. It does work.
And people can access this through the Ontario.ca website?
Yes, it's the starting point of the journey to mental wellness is at that site, and in many different perspectives for kids with the connection to Kids Helpline. It's an access point basically to everything we're trying to do, including helping our first responders. We've developed a specific program in CBT to support our front healthcare workers because we know that they're suffering a great deal with the stress and the amount of work that they're having to put in to try to keep us safe and keep a hospital capacity open for anyone who's in need.
Is there something that you have learned personally that you didn't know before after having taken on this portfolio about mental health, about addictions?
Well, I know that everyone can be helped, and one of the things is that there's been always a huge disconnect between the government and investments that the government makes in mental health and addictions and, you know, the health of an individual. I mean, we, our government, and under the leadership of Premier Ford, from day one has made it very clear that you can't be healthy without mental health in the system. And it's not the orphan child of health. That's what I've learned, is that in a lot of cases, because health has always been focused on the health, physical health of the individual, the mental health has always kind of been a secondary issue. But, you know, you look at the statistics, you know, people keep on saying to me, well, you know, the pandemic has been huge on mental health. No, I'm sorry. We had a pandemic in this province, in this country, long before COVID-19 when it came to mental health. When one in five people suffers from a mental health issue or an addiction, when 500,000 people a day don't show up to work somewhere in Canada because of a mental health or an addiction issue, you have a substantial problem that needs to be addressed. And that's why long before COVID-19, we made a commitment to invest $3.8 billion over 10 years. We spent, so far, we're around $750 million. And this is an annualized funding that will continue over the course of the 10 years. So we're investing and we're putting money into a system so that it's clear that we need to make change and we need to bring mental health to the forefront. And naming a minister to be responsible for mental health, I can tell you, Barb, when I say to cabinet, there isn't a meeting that goes by when one of 16 other ministers, whether it's housing, seniors, accessibility, children and youth, education, justice, solicitor general, I pipe up and I start talking about mental health and what are the implications of what we're doing in that ministry to deal with the social determinants of health, which underlie much of the mental health and addictions issues in this province. What are we doing to change the justice system to make it more equitable for the people that are suffering from addictions, going into corrections and coming out worse than when they went in? We need to correct those things, and the government has been investing money, whether it be therapies while people are in corrections and safe beds for when they come out so they can transition back in, because it makes no sense to keep our hospitals filled, our emergency rooms filled with individuals that are there to repeat because they didn't get the services the first time, or are corrections facilities that have the repeat offenders because they're not getting the help they need to transition back into living into society and having a viable future away from the things that brought them to those places in the first place.
It's always great to have you on. Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure, Barb. Anytime. And I, you know, when it comes to mental health, Bell Let's Talk and the work that all of you are doing, I am so proud and so excited because this is what's making the difference. When we talk about the problem, it starts to become easier to help people and people don't feel embarrassed, and they shouldn't.
Right.
Because if you broke your arm, you would go to the hospital and get it fixed and get it set. We need to be like that when it comes to mental health. The faster we help people, the sooner we help them, the better the outcomes. And thank you again for having me.
Our pleasure. That is Minister Michael Tobolo, Associate Minister of Mental Health and Addictions. You are listening to The Night Side.